Accession number 30636, Mr. Malcolm Barker, Reel 13. Now, the last thing we're doing is your membership of the Korean War Veterans Association. Now, tell me about that. When did you join that?
Funny enough, I was at National Conference, and a chap named Jim, we've known him quite a few years, saw me Korean Cross flags. He said to me, "Oh, Korean veterans." I said, "Yeah." He saw me Korean medal, Bar Korea. So I said, "Yeah." Asked me when I was out there. He was out there in the same time as me, but a different part of Korea. He said, "Oh, you remember the Korean veterans?" I said, "No." He said, "Well, about time you was." So he gives me an application form, fills it in, and the nearest place to me was at Stratford. Well, before that, it wasn't at Stratford, but the nearest place was in Barking. Then we went to Walthamstow and various places. But our main depot now, or main meeting place now, is Angel Lane, Stratford.
Now, what does it... we'll come to the trips, but what does it do for you? How important is it to...
Well, it's a comradeship. You meet once, the last Friday in every month. You get together. They read out statements from National, what's going on, what parades are going on, who's passed on, who's ill, what's coming up in the future. And I also mentioned return trips to Korea. So anybody that's never been back to Korea for the first time, you put your name forward and you get selected, because they take about 40 people back each year to Korea. So I said, "Well, I'm interested." I said to Molly about going. I was fairly fit then, interested. So they said, "Yeah, all right." So got my name put down. Frank Fellows is the organiser. He does it every year. He's been doing it for the last about 40 years. When you get selected, they send you a form. And you put your name down, where you served, and if you get selected, they send you all the details, the flight, where you're stopping, and you get subsidised by the Korean government. We stopped in a Sofa hotel in Seoul. The rooms were £110 a night, you share with somebody, but we didn't have to pay that the old 10 days we was there. It was paid by the Korean government as a thank you. Now, I've never flown. The longest I've flown is a couple of hours in a plane. Well, this is about a 10-hour trip. Arrived at Heathrow Airport, Korean Airlines, 747, gets on board. Korean hostess, very smart, very nice, polite. Korean people on there, so we all sit. They try to keep you in one group. So we're out now, a bit nervous. So our organiser says some have never flown before, so they come round with sweets. Jet starts up, up he goes. We're up about 33,000 feet. The captain comes on in England, English and Korean. On board today, we have great honour to be carrying veterans of the Korean conflict during the war and after the war. It is their first time, first visit to Korea. And all the Korean people got up and clapped us on board the plane. We're 33,000 feet up. Then they came round with a trolley with two big cakes, must have been about 4 inches thick, about 3 by 2, blue and white icing. "Thank you. Welcome back to Korea, United Nations Forces." And that went around, all the people clapped. The youngsters come up and asked you, "Would you sign this?" So I put Malcolm Barker, UK. "No, no. English." So I put Malcolm Barker, Essex Road, Northamptonshire, Urban, United Kingdom. "Thank you." And they all bow and say thank you and all that. So, of course, when we land, looked after all through meals, when we land at Seoul Airport, there's a little band plane. There's big banners up, "Welcome back." As you come through, there's greetings from the local dignitaries. There's military personnel there. You're all given a little bag with goodies in. Then you go to your Sophie Hotel. There's an inventory laid out there. Different places you will visit. Different cemeteries you will visit. And the main one is called Gloucester Valley. And that's laid on. You go up the hill to Gloucester Valley. Look out over where you've served. You pay the tributes to the memorial there. Then you might go to Tokchon, Incheon, Busan. Another main one was when we went to Busan, we went to the cemetery. And beautiful laid out. And I said to the bloke, my mate was killed in 54. I don't know whether he'd be in here or not. Stanley Harper, 20th of January, 1954. I said, I'll never get it, age 19. He said, yes, lad. He said, they start there from the 50s, right the way back to the present day. So he looked along there, and there was his pack with the Northamptonshire badge. Stanley, Private Stanley Harper, his number, killed 20th of December, 1954. And that was the first time I've ever seen his grave. So, and of course, you go here, you meet up with the Australians, you go to Cap Yong, which was the Australians. Then you go to have a lunch or buffet at the ambassador's residence. Go there, visit there. And the gardens were opened by the Queen. I forget what date it was now. And they go to more visits. Then you get 2 days to yourself to go down to various markets. And you can buy anything there. You can have a suit made there. There was a bloke there, a man who would, man with no name, who would put a name on a cap for you. You get a return visit medal, and you get a citation plaque. I've got one in there, Peter, and it tells you in English and Korean, thank you for what you've done, welcome back. Then I had a chance to go to the 50th anniversary there, which was quite good, with all the top knobs of the Legion.
You've been 4 times.
Yeah. But every time is similar to the one before, type of thing. But I wanted to go. And
they really appreciate you from the
start. Oh, because I've got to get to that. When you go down, like, first time I went back, I couldn't understand it. I looked around, no graffiti, no chewing gum on the floor. It was clean. And they bring people in from the villages to sweep and clean the streets. They give them a meal, give them money. And the young children are all dressed in various, the youngsters in various tracksuits, blue, pink, what's that? And they have one or two teachers there. Now, we went to this museum with all tanks, planes, memorials, and we're there, and there's a load of school kids. They come running over to us, holding their hand, wanted, what's that? And the teacher went, ha, 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 all stopped, bowed, walked off, all in a line, turned around, bowed, the teacher apologised, bowed, and off they go. So we're downtown, Itaewon Market, that stays open for 24 hours in the shopping spree, and you can buy anything now, whatever you want. A third of the price of what you get it in England. So we're there, and somebody tugged me, and I thought, I'm being mugged. There was a couple of us in the group. I thought, being mugged. So I turned around, oh, thank you. So I looked, thank you for my country, thank you for my family, thank you for my children, my grandchildren, thank you for coming all that way as young men to save us, because it's still Pamela and John is still the peace talks, but it's all modernised. It's like a modern buildings. There's a tower which you can stand. There's Americans, mainly Americans there, Koreans there. There's shops where you can buy knickknacks. So it's turned into a lot of tourists, but there's still that hostility. Over the back from where we was, there was a big building, quite a long way, about 200, 300 yards. And it's wide enough just for one man to walk through. And they've got windows, and you see little North Koreans with their big caps like Russian standing in these things. And over the back, there is a giant flag. I'm talking about giant. Must be 50, 60 feet wide and about 40 foot long. And it always flies. But still, there's that dividing line with barbed wire and minefields. And the Koreans check it daily. That's about.
Now, are you a member of the Essex Regiment Association, or did you not bother with
that? No, I did. I'll go sometimes, but I didn't bother with it, no.
Thank you very much.